Welcome to
A Blue Room Podcast,
where a husband and wife duo combines their love of history, pop culture, and the latest drama to bring you a funny, informative, and intriguing podcast. Welcome to our Blue Room.
All right, we got Reddit stories today.
We are in the subreddit of Am I the Butthole?
Sure.
Okay, you ready? We each found a couple stories, so we're going to discuss and see what we come up with.
Okay, I got a good one. So, am I the jerk for saying that it is weird that my ex-wife's newborn has my last name?
Oh.
So, I was married to my ex for 7 years until we divorced, went our separate ways 4 years ago. After the divorce, she kept my surname. I didn't necessarily like it because it felt like she was still attaching herself to my family, but I understood the practical reasons enough to not let it bother me.
Okay.
She recently gave birth to a baby and posted a picture of said child and revealed its name. A friend sent it to me commenting about how the surname is mine and asked if I knocked her up. Following that, four more people directly contacted me, either congratulating or asking whether it's my child.
Whoa.
The mother has also been saying weird stuff at church about it. I bumped into her and her sister in town and obviously congratulated her, asked about the kid's name. She said the name. I asked about the surname and she confirmed that it was mine. My surname.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah. Whoa.
So it says, my surname is very unique, especially in the area. My family is not originally from here. So when people hear that surname, they naturally think of my family. So this guy's upset because this kid, who's with a single mother, has his last name.
Where is the dad?
I don't know. Like, where's, like, the biological dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
This is a mess.
And so he told her, he said, I straight up told her it was effed up that she gave her newborn my surname of the man she's divorced from and isn't in any way linked to the kid.
Dude, that is weird. I've never thought of this as a possibility of even happening.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of weird to divorce someone and you don't have kids to keep the last name, I think.
Yeah, like...
Like, I understand if you have kids because there's... You want to solve a connection.
You want to solve a connection to them and stuff. But even if you do have kids, most of the time, if the woman remarries after that, she takes the new guy's last name.
Yeah, or hyphenates again. Yeah,
it seems weird to me that... Like, so where is the baby daddy?
I don't know.
Oh.
So I'm saying it seems like she's like a single mom.
Yeah.
And yet then gives the last name to her ex-husband.
Not the a-hole stamp of approval.
And 4 years later, too. That's a long time.
She's like pretending it's his baby?
I guess. That's kind of what it seems like.
And they go to the same church.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Weird.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Nope. I don't think so. That's a crazy thing to do.
That is really crazy. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Am I the jerk for calling my husband's friend a useless piece of you-know-what?
Okay.
My best friend and her husband have 4 kids, 8, 6, 4, and 3. My friend's husband is a great dad when someone is there to help. When he's alone with all 4 kids, he gets overwhelmed and freezes. A few weeks ago, my friend was sick, so I brought over dinner. We just thought it was a bad cold. When we were eating, my friend went to the bathroom and the 3-year-old followed her. 3-year-old came running back saying her mom was throwing up. All of the kids ran to the bathroom, followed by me and my friend's husband. I helped her get cleaned up while her husband went to get her nausea medicine and a thermometer. When he came back, I asked him to get the kids out of the bathroom so that she could have some space. After we got the kids out, I took her temp and it came back almost 104. So I went out to get her some Tylenol and water. I get back and the kids are all in the bathroom again because their dad can't keep them away from the bathroom for 2 minutes. I give her the meds and water and she almost immediately starts to vomit again, then passes out. Her husband just stood there while I was trying to get her into recovery position, get the kids away from her and call 911. I managed to get all of them out of the bathroom and her husband is coming back every 20 seconds asking if I can call their nanny to help with the kids. If I can go to the hospital with her, did I start the dishwasher or does he need to hand wash the youngest sippy cup, etc.? When my friend regained consciousness, he even started asking her how to do bedtime for the little ones. Did she wash their pajamas yet? Did they get screen time that day or can he put on a movie? I told him his wife couldn't hold his hand right now and he just had to figure it out. He told me he's not usually the one that deals with this and he's trying his best. Then goes back to asking about what stories the kids like, what setting does he put the sound machine on, and how do they like their milk? I just snapped and told him to figure it out on his own and called him a useless piece of shite. Yeah. It's nearly been a month and he still acts all pissy when I stop by the house. My friends say he'll get over it. My friend says he'll get over it, but my boyfriend thinks I was unnecessarily rude and he was trying his best. Am I the jerk for calling him a useless piece of you-know-what when he couldn't handle his own kids while his wife was experiencing a medical emergency? I say NTA on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like not being...
Because what happened is he froze
not in an... Not being competent.
Yeah, and like he froze in an emergency.
Yeah.
And so sounds like to me, he didn't even go to the hospital with her. The friend did.
That's a, which I mean, if you have like kids, I can maybe understand that, but like not being able to take charge when your wife is in this situation is a crazy thing.
Well, and that's one of those things where I'm like, okay, I need more information too. Like, is she a stay-at-home mom? Does he work all the time? Or do they both work? It makes it even worse if they both work because, but the thing is, it's horrible anyway. Like if you didn't know bedtime routine, like that's an absentee father.
Yeah.
Unless you travel or unless you're...
Or not even being able to like fake it for the night.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think sometimes like a hard truth is needed for a second.
Yeah.
So NTA?
Yeah, I think it's NTA.
Okay. Do you have another one for us? So here's another one. AITA for filing a police report on a good friend who was caught on video stealing my boyfriend's camera at dinner. She has refused to help me either replace it in full or contribute to the cost of replacing it. So here's more context.
Okay.
We were out to dinner one night at an expensive hotel. My boyfriend let me borrow his Canon G7X camera to take pictures with my friends.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
At the conclusion of the dinner, I went up to the room and realized the camera was gone. I went back right down to the table and no one had seen it. I immediately got with the hotel security and she is on video clear as day, swiping the camera when my back was turned and shoving it in her purse. I covered for her initially with my friend and contacted her to find a resolution. She had taken the camera with her and my other friend to a club after dinner, which I did not attend and lost it there. For background, this is my good college friend who I know well, the camera thief. She has been taken on free trips to Coachella and St. Barth's on my dime, not kidding. Okay. As well, I think you're bringing this on yourself, sister.
Yeah, I was going to say.
As well as many other things. We have done a lot together and are good friends, so I expected her to feel sorry. Initially, she lied, saying she did not have it. When I told her we had a video, she confessed and then said, yes, she took it, but lost it at the next bar she went to with my other friend.
Nope,
she has it.
She pawned it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It is now gone. I asked her to help me replace it by going in on me with me for the cost, but she has refused on all measures or resolutions, and now I feel I have nothing left to do but to file a police report and let them handle it. It is impacting my relationship, and I'm furious my friend is not helping at all. Why should I be on the hook for something she stole? I have given her 3 weeks to help me resolve this, but she insists she is going to do nothing. I am being pressed by my boyfriend to either replace the camera or help him file a report with her info and the footage. I even asked her to just throw in half or less than half. Why is she helping her? Update. I send her a text this AM telling her if I do not receive full cost of the camera or shipping confirmation of a new camera from an approved vendor to be provided address by end of day Friday, we will be filing a police report. I feel like I'm an a-hole typing this out, but I had to do it. Update two. She told me she is sick of me and that I will be receiving a tracking number by 12 Eastern on Friday, and not to blame her if the package is never received. I told her if she was my real friend, she would be sorry, and in no way will I allow this to be flipped on me. Should I ask if the camera is new or the one that disappeared? Update three. So there's two more updates. Update three. Oh, she sent me a tracking number via FedEx. It says it's a waiting package. I asked her repeatedly if she is sending me the original camera, assuming it magically turned up or a new one. She refuses to answer and only tells me to stop bothering her. This girl's insane.
Both of them are.
Yep. I am more and more convinced my friend, camera thief, took the camera, hoping that I would just replace it for my boyfriend, giving her a free camera. For background, this friend is heavily involved on Instagram and loves taking pictures. The Canon G7 is coveted by women because it is known as the Instagram camera. If you ever wanted to buy one at full price, they are out of stock everywhere. Let's hope it gets returned with this number. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Okay, final update. Original camera... So it was the original camera, returned via FedEx the other day, has been given back to my boyfriend. However, the camera thief blocked me on all socials after this. Apparently, she was trying to keep the camera for herself and expected me to just buy a new one for the boyfriend. I'm sorry, but you both are.
Oh my God. Okay, so here's the thing. Nobody deserves to have something stolen.
Nope.
But when you put yourself in this position of, you know your friend's a mooch, you know your friend has already taken advantage of
with
you.
With the background of like the Coachella and the St. Barths and all that.
And she knows that you're kind of a pushover. It's hard to get too upset when you then are like, well, should I do a police report? Should I not? It's like, this is a easy, yes, you should.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as she said no the first time you confronted her, police report.
Police report. That's what I think too.
Yeah, like it's not a bartering thing.
And by the way, like, boyfriend should leave. Like, after this, get your camera back and escape.
Well,
like, that's crazy. I don't know about that. No, but that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's crazy to expect in this world that you won't be caught. That's what I always
That's
think.
My thing, too. Everyone has a Ring camera. Everyone has cameras.
There's like, so many cameras in this world.
Yeah.
And ironically, the camera you're taking is not small. Like, it's not like it's easy to just kind of slip in your pocket. So, like,
I know.
The fact that you didn't think you're going to be caught, and then when you were, it was like, oh, well.
That's crazy.
Like, that's a lack of remorse as a person. Yep. So, yeah. The fact the police report still wasn't filed is crazy to me. I would have filed it even after I got it back.
Honestly, I would have filed it the second she stole it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, glad you got your camera back, boyfriend. You're the only one I like. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, last one. Am I the jerk for expecting to get drunk at a bachelor party?
Oh.
I'm supposed to be going to a 12-person bachelor party in June, planned by the best man. I'm in the wedding. We are in our late 20s, early 30s. We're going to a lakeside town for 4 days. The town has a main street with bars and nearby casinos. Over the last year, the groom has gotten a bit distant and hung out less. When he does hang out, he doesn't seem to like him, or he doesn't seem like himself. His fiance, who we don't...
So the groom?
Yes.
Has been hanging out less with them.
Yes, and doesn't seem like himself.
Okay.
His fiance, who we don't know well, is believed to be sober, and she is the influence on him when he does come out around... Well, when he does come around. God.
Okay.
That's fine. We're getting a bit older and less rowdy. It's not that big a deal until now. The groom let everyone know in a group chat that he would like this to be a sober weekend. Nearly immediately, a new group chat without the groom was started, and everyone was like, WTF. It's a bachelor party. We're all expecting to let loose. We're all traveling to this place using PTO, and we don't see each other as often as we used to. The best man is pissed. We're all going crazy. The gambling and drinking was assumed because he's participated in those things for 15 years.
Are they going to Vegas?
No, it sounds like maybe like Myrtle Beach or something.
Okay.
Because he said like beachside.
Mm-hmm.
He's known the location for months and why the location was chosen because of its proximity to the casinos. So I texted back in the main group chat and said, that's not something I and I'm sure others are interested in. I asked where this is coming from. I asked if he was an alcoholic. He said no, and he doesn't drink anymore, and it's something his fiance wants. So he is going to respect her. I'm just like, dude, it's a bachelor party. Getting drunk is expected. He said he really wants us to respect his wishes. He's suggesting doing hikes, going to the local national park. I'm just like, yeah, some of us are not going to do that the whole time. I said this is a ridiculous request by your fiance. I told him, we don't want to do a sober bachelor party. I've expressed that. I'd still come, but wouldn't be doing the full 4-day trip and looking into staying elsewhere. He is mad that we are not respecting his and his fiance's wishes and seems upset we don't want to do the activities he suggested. Now the trip feels like it's in jeopardy. A-I-T-I. Woo!
Okay, so there's a lot of sides to this.
Yeah.
And you wanted to only do three stories. This is probably the best one.
This is a good one.
Okay, so the thing is this.
It's a lot.
I would like to know more details as per usual. How many weeks in advance was this request given? Does it say?
Let me do a quick check, but you keep talking.
Okay, so this depends on a lot. If this was 6 months before the trip and you let everybody know, then okay, that gives everyone enough time to be like, that's not for me, I'm not going, or we're not doing this. From my understanding, his best man planned everything and planned this out, and he knew where everything was. The way that this story is being told is that this was told maybe like a week or two before they were going on the trip.
It seems very right before the trip.
And this all comes back to an insecure girl. Okay. She doesn't want him getting drunk and cheating on her. She doesn't trust him. And so he is totally beholden to her. She runs his life. And so if he's already been changing because of all this, and like, I don't think any groom should get blackout drunk and be crazy on their bachelor party. Like, I think that's disrespectful completely to your fiance, but you're allowed to have a drink on your bachelor party.
Well, yeah. And I'm going to go the other way of the guy that wrote this. I think it's insane to ask the people that are having to pay to go on this trip, mm-hmm. that had to pay for plane tickets, pay for, I'm sure it's like an Airbnb or something. I think it's crazy to tell them you can't drink. And
that
here's the thing.
Is nutso.
And drinking is, I'm not saying it's good, and you know, it's a moderation thing, but like, drinking is mainstream. Mm-hmm. It's not like, hey, I don't want y'all to do like hardcore drugs.
Or like, I don't want strippers or something. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's a little bit different.
Like that's a good request, I think, because that's a, yeah, that would be pretty overboard if we were to do those things, but
yeah,
you can't have a drink. Yeah. Like, that's crazy to expect of people who are paying
to travel
to celebrate you.
Yep. And probably paying for the majority of your things at the yeah. event as well. So
that's the thing. One of the first comments says, I gotta say, I've never personally thought that at a bachelor party. Whoa. Sorry. The grammar's bad. I also read too fast.
Yes, that's okay.
Basically, this guy is saying that a bachelor party is not all about me. It's about the bachelor. It's about getting the guy married, mm-hmm. which I could get, but I think it's different when you're going on a trip.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, the timing of the request really matters.
Yeah.
If this is 6 months out, is it weird? Yes. Is it being a jerk? Not so much. Because to each their own. Like, again, to each their own. Like, if they are doing this pact, or like, if he is secretly an alcoholic and he can't drink, that's a different thing. And maybe he just doesn't want to say anything. But to me, it seems like fiance doesn't like his friends, doesn't want him around his friends, is saying, nope, you can't drink, or I'm calling off the wedding, or nope, you can't drink, and like threatening him with something, I'm sure.
But like, if you're doing like a small bachelor party, like, hey, we're just going to go, play 18 holes of mm-hmm. golf, and then we're going to get lunch. Mm-hmm. I think if you're doing that and you say, hey, my fiance doesn't want us to drink, I think that's fine. Because mm-hmm. I think if I was a groomsman mm-hmm. and I go, can I go golfing without having a drink? Yes. Can I have lunch without having a drink? Yeah. Like, that's mm-hmm. not a crazy request.
But the trip
but
of it all.
It being a big trip that these guys had to take 4 days off of work, mm-hmm. I think that's the crazy thing to me. And so, that's what makes this different.
I do think NTA, but I wonder if we could have handled it better than like texting the whole group and like throwing a fit and putting the whole group against the groom, because it is about the groom. Maybe it's not how you would groom, but it's the way that he is being a groom.
Yeah, but I think that could be construed as they didn't want to embarrass that guy in front of the whole group chat. Like, I think it's probably why they made that other one.
But then he did message the whole main group chat and say, we're not interested in that. He said that.
Yeah.
So I think he should have texted or called the groom separately and been like, what is going on, man? Like,
yeah,
talk to me.
That's true.
So like, I think you're not, you're NTA, but I feel like maybe we could have handled it better.
Yeah.
Is there any updates or no?
I didn't see any.
That's nutso.
But that, I mean, that was a pretty.
Oh, did you lose it?
It was reposted, so.
Oh, okay. So we're not going to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
No updates.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. I always love our Reddit episode.
Yep.
We have a few exciting episodes coming out within the next couple weeks. We have almost been married for 1 year, so our 1 year anniversary episode is coming out soon. And we are going to try to be a little bit more regular in our schedule, at least one episode a week. So.
Yahoo.
We will see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
See you.
Bye.
Peace. Bye.